This is Weekend. Let's hear it. I'm Cara Lawrence. Hello again. The Kalamazoo Mandolin and Guitar Orchestra, going strong since 2003, is sponsoring a concert tomorrow night by two top-notch mandolinists, Brian Oberlin and Evan Marshall. Their 2015 album, Twin Mandolin Slingers, contains original songs, solos, rags, and even the William Tell Overture. And they join me at WMUK's Takeda Studio with engineer Martin Clem to give us a taste of what two mandolin virtuosos can accomplish together. Brian Oberlin grew up in Rockford, Michigan, where he fell in love with the mandolin after a friend gave him a bluegrass CD. He honed his self-taught skills at bluegrass festivals around the country and became an in-demand soloist and sideman, recording 20 albums. Oberlin has also established mandolin camps in Oregon and Michigan and founded the Oregon Mandolin Orchestra. Evan Marshall was trained as a classical violinist, but soon found himself drawn to the Los Angeles bluegrass scene in the late 70s. Now he successfully straddles the classical and bluegrass worlds as a soloist and arranger who's garnered the praise of everyone from Chet Atkins to David Grisman. Together, Brian Oberlin and Evan Marshall will play their Twin Mandolin Slingers program at First Congregational Church of Kalamazoo tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Both of you, thanks so much for joining us at WMUK before your show tomorrow night.
Thank you. Pleasure
Thank you.
To be here.
Well, before you play your first song, would you please tell our audiences what vintage and what kind of instrument you have in your hands?
Brian is playing a 2006 Collings mandolin, an MF5V for those who are really interested. It's made in Austin, Texas, and it's a dandy.
Great.
And I am playing a 1999 or so. It was started in 98, but it was finished in 99. And then finished a second time in 99 by Stephen Gilchrist. It's his Model 5C, which Stephen is well known in the international mandolin community for making powerful bluegrass mandolins. But his Model 5C is his classical model for those who are prone to play like this.
A little mellower.
Yeah, a little mellower. It resolves the tremolo very sweetly.
All right.
And so this is my favorite mandolin that I've ever had. Gilchrist Model 5C.
I imagine you've been through a few.
Yeah, I have. There's a lot of experimentation over the years. And when I got this one, I settled on it for keeps.
What are you going to play for us?
We're going to play, this is a collaboration, 140 years in the making. This is, Johann Strauss wrote a hit mazurka in the late 1800s called Glücklich ist, wer vergisst. And
bless you.
Thank you. I told Brian one day, you know, if you just change the beat from a mazurka to kind of a two-beat swing groove, we could make a swinging little tune out of this. And I demoed it for Brian, and he had to stop what he was doing and write the lyrics right then and there when he heard the demo. And so this is a tune by Strauss, Oberlin, and Marshall.
Called Lucky Star.
A 1, 2, 3, 4.
Lucky star shining far away, though I feel close to thee. Bright you are, my lucky star, oh please remember me.
and bright, a starlit night, not one cloud above. January skies are beautiful, a canopy for love. In hot July, the stars seem nice, so many shine their ray. I am looking for a single eye just to carry me away.
Lucky star shining far away, though I feel close to thee. Bright you are, my lucky star, oh please remember me.
Lucky Star, played live in our studio here at WMUK, and also recorded on the album Twin Mandolin Slingers. We have in the studio Brian Oberlin and Evan Marshall. You can catch them tomorrow night at the First Congregational Church in a concert sponsored by the Kalamazoo Mandolin and Guitar Orchestra. That song written with a little help from Strauss there, Johann Strauss. Evan Marshall kind of made the setting, and Brian, you added some song lyrics to it. It was great.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
There's a lot on display there. You're like twin soloists as well. You're trading off back and forth. Is that part of the fun of it? I get the sense from reading your biographies that you often get to have your cake and eat it too in all these styles, all these collaborations, all these ways of being a musician. It seems like you haven't put any limits on yourselves.
Well, if I do say so, I think Brian and I was certainly very happy to meet up with Brian because I have these eclectic tastes. I love kind of at opposite ends of the spectrum. I love Italian-style mandolin and bluegrass just as much, and so and classical and swing goes in there somewhere in the middle, and Brian's the same way. He has that same crazy varied musical personality where if anything that works on the mandolin is fair game. And so and then there's the kind of the yin and yang aspect. He is a great spontaneous improviser type, and I have to usually play the notes that I wrote down time after time after time. And so there's, we complement each other well.
We both love the same types of music. And not only do we have different styles, but we have, you know, we pull different tones out of our mandolins too, a little bit.
I can hear that.
It's partly due to just how we have them set up, but you know, Evan has this really great, clean sound, you know, light touch and a very clean sound, as where I'm a little rough around the edges, as they say, but it kind of smooths out somewhere in the middle. I currently live in Portland, Oregon, but But yeah, I'm in fact moving back to the Grand Rapids area here in July, so
Michigan's lucky to have you back.
I'll be back home. So
I live in Los Angeles. I won't go out on a limb and say I call it home, but I've lived there for most of my 58 years. Yeah, it's where my people are.
Sure.
And so, but you know, it's we have two seasons in LA, summer and mild summer. You know,
not and, so bad.
And so every time I go somewhere where there's lots of, you know, green hillsides, I phone home and say, "Hey, Beth, let's move here."
Yeah. You picked a good time of year to come to Michigan. Tell me about your gig at Disneyland.
Oh, yeah. I was part of a show for about, 16 years called Billy and the Hillbillies. And in fact, when I did my 10,000th show with Billy and the Hillbillies in February of 2003, I got a 10,000th show plaque from the Walt Disney Company. And so one may think, how on earth do you do 10,000 shows in a single location? Well, if you do five shows a day, 5 days a week, year round, it adds up after a while.
And did you have to practice on top of that, or did those shows serve as practice?
Oh, actually, it was. I did practice on top of it. In fact, it was a great time of growth for me as a player and learning my way around the instrument. Just because since 5 days a week, I was kind of on this adrenaline high, you know, doing five shows spread out between 10:30 a.m. and 5 in the afternoon, but, you know, the shows were only 35 minutes long, so I actually had a little bit more downtime than stage time. And so, you know, you never really come down from the shows until the whole show day is over. So I would be, it's like, okay, I'm still raring to go. Well, I'll go practice my scales. It was a great time. I'm glad it's over now, but I'm glad to have had it. It was a way to play for about 2 million people during the course of 10,000 shows. And yet I was able to, go home to my family every night instead of being out on the road. So that was wonderful.
Well, I almost hate asking for another tune, but if you're willing to give us more music, now's a great time. What would you like to play?
Brian, I think I saw you pulling out the music for your original classical composition.
Yeah, this is a sinister suite for two mandolins called Mantello e Cilindro, which means cloak and top hat.
And I understand it's in the national key for music, Italian-inspired music, the key of A. Sorry.
I'll take it away, guys.
Thank you.
fantastic piece written by Brian Oberlin with an Italian title, Mantello and Cilindro.
Mantello e Cilindro.
Lovely, lovely piece. And I can see you wanted to feature this singing tremolo, I think, of Evan in that lovely romantic section.
Yes.
Of the piece. Oh, you played it so well. You're playing it all one take here in the studio at WMUK in our Yoshimi Takeda studio. And I want to remind listeners that Brian Oberlin and Evan Marshall take the stage tomorrow night, 7 p.m. in First Congregational Church of downtown Kalamazoo in a concert that's presented by the Kalamazoo Mandolin and Guitar Orchestra. Their website is calmando.com, where you can find out more about this concert and future activities of the Kalamazoo Mandolin and Guitar Orchestra. I guess I wondered if I could get a little further explanation of this term duo style, which you're not intending to mean that you're playing as a duo. It's something that a single player does as a technique on the mandolin.
Right. Well, this is, oh dear.
Evan is the undisputed champion of duo style mandolin, okay? What it is, and I'll let Evan explain this further, but it's a technique, some will refer to it as tremolo staccato, and it's pretty common among the professional players in Europe, but not many people do it in the United States, and it's sort of, it can be called duo style as well. And Evan, as I said, is the undisputed world champion
of
duo style.
I want to start playing. duo style is, the idea of duo style is that there's a tremolo melody happening on the higher strings and a harp style. By the way, that tremolo, for the non-musicians out there, that's that repeating of the same note over and over again. If you just play a lyrical melody with single attacks, the notes tend to die away, especially on the higher strings. So we simulate singing by playing the same note over and over again. That's called tremolo. And so you have the tremolo melody on the upper strings, and then you put a harp style accompaniment, broken rolled chords like a harpist would play, but no tremolo. And you do both. One person does both at the same time. If you want to hear that resolve back to the one chord, you have to come to the concert tomorrow night.
I was watching as closely as I could to see if you used anything besides the pick to achieve that, but your other three fingers
He has an app for that. He just uses an app.
They were just stable on the body of the instrument, so you didn't bring any extra fingers in.
No, it's all done with the one pick.
Terrific. So yeah. It's sort of an illusion that you are the melody and accompanying yourself, and it's all done with one pick.
Yes, and I will, during the solo, my solo portion, I will let the audience behind the curtain, and they'll understand how the illusion is created.
Well, we don't know what entirely is in store for tomorrow night, but it sounds like it's going to be a whole lot of fun and a whole lot of variety and virtuosity. I want to thank you both for taking the time to preview your show here on WMUK. And what would you like to take us out with?
Well, I think I've persuaded Brian to do one that features me. This is that song. Oh dear, I'm not talking like a classical musician. This is the piece that I played along with the Hillbilly Band about 11,000 plus times at Disneyland over the course of 16 years. And I continued to play it as a soloist, and then when, it's originally written for symphony orchestra, and so I always kind of pined away for the notes that I was leaving out. And so, but now Brian and I are working as a duo, and we're able to come pretty close to playing the whole score. So this is the finale to the William Tell Overture. Grazie. Mille grazie.
Wow, Rossini would be proud. That is hard to accomplish, just something that an orchestra usually accomplishes.
You know, Rossini, I think he was a mandolinist at heart because he had all those overtures with measured tremolo in them. You know, like the Cinderella overture.
Yeah.
The violins are playing mandolin on their violins.
Well, gentlemen, thank you so much once again. And Brian, could you once more add any pertinent details that listeners need to know about the album, where we can find you guys online, things like that?
Yeah. The best place to find us is on Facebook at Twin Mandolin Slingers. And, yeah, we have a bunch of concerts around here. The most important concert down here is at the First Congregational Church, but for those who may be listening online or something, we have some shows in Holland and Fenville and Rockford and Cincinnati and Milwaukee. So please do come see us, because this is our first tour on this side of the country, and we're so happy to be here.
This side of the Mississippi.
That's right.
And also your website, Mandoberlin.
That's right.
.com.
That's right, yeah.
The information is there.
There's a lot of information there, yeah. If you just search Brian Oberlin, mandolin, and my website will come up, which is mandoberlin.com.
The CD, Twin Mandolin Slingers, it's available on iTunes. And for those who still want to purchase a good old-fashioned hard copy CD, it's on cdbaby.com. Just search for Marshall and Oberlin or Twin Mandolin Slingers or all of the above.
Are you going to bring some along to the concert tomorrow night?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Okay. I hope it's not your last time in Kalamazoo, and I hope you come back to WMUK too when you get a chance.
Absolutely.
Of course, we'd love to. Thank you so much for having
us. Yes, thank you.
The Kalamazoo Mandolin and Guitar Orchestra presents Brian Oberlin and Evan Marshall tomorrow night at 7 p.m. at First Congregational Church. Thanks to sound engineer Martin Clem. I'm Kara LaRance. This is Weekend Let's Hear It.